virtual couch.
Are you ready for some dope, thought-provoking content as Letitia unpacks and breaks down some of today's hottest, intriguing, and most salacious topics in and out of the headlines, while she teaches you how to transform and take your life to the next level to live your best life authentically and out loud? She's fine, and her virtual couch is oh so comfortable, y'all. Now, let's get enlightened, empowered, and inspired with our West Coast beauty, Letitia.
On Letitia's virtual couch.
Now, have a seat, get cozy, and let's listen in.
The information provided on this platform is for informational purposes only. If you ever find yourself becoming triggered, please refrain from listening. If you ever feel like you want to hurt yourself or hurt someone else, please dial 911 or report to your nearest emergency room. Thank you. Hey, and welcome to Letitia's Virtual Couch. I wanted to create an episode in this self-care series about letting go. Now, letting go is easier said than done, and it may be quite easy for some and may be more difficult for others. And it depends on your personality style and also the way you're attached to things and people. Now, for some people, I will say it depends on just how fed up and tired you are too, right? So let's get right into it. Letting go. Letting go can just do some wonderful things for our mental health. And it doesn't mean that we really want to detach from these things, but we just know it's just the right thing to do mentally, physically, and just emotionally. Have you ever just sat in silence with yourselves or even just talked with some friends and you just knew that you needed to make a change? Change is an inevitable thing in life that we will all come to do in some points of our lives because seasons are a part of life, right? And when I mean by seasons, things come, things go. And some of those times we are arriving at places and sometimes we're departing from places. And part of departing from things and places means letting go of them. And knowing that the future without these things are better than the present time with them, right? So I said all that to say, what are some things that you need to let go of? And you know what those things are, because if you're thinking about something or someone that came to mind, then you already have the answer. You know that person has to be let go because they're just not good for your well-being. And maybe they were good at one point of our lives, right? Because again, things have season. It doesn't mean that these are things that are for a lifetime. Maybe these things were there because they were to teach us lessons. And we get into trouble when we try to take things into the next season and we know that they just don't fit. Sometimes these are things that should have never been entered in our life in the first place, and you know that. And so now you have to go through a process of healing all over again. And you probably was already there. And before you healed, you let someone in thinking that this person is part of your healing process, and they're not. And so now you at square one again, needing to let this thing or these people go. Now, it doesn't even have to be an individual. It can be even a job. Know when it's time to let that thing go. And I'm gonna tell you something about me. I know when it's time to let something go is when it started affecting my personal well-being, my emotional well-being, when I'm tired, I don't want to do it anymore, I'm getting irritable. And it's just like, okay, I done tried, because I won't say in things in life, in times in life that we don't try, right? We don't give up easily. But I think sometimes that stoic persona, not giving up, it does some damage to us too, because we think that we're supposed to always hold on. And sometimes that could be a sign of childhood trauma as well. When you want to be loved so badly that you hold on to toxic things, or you feel like something won't come along that's better, right? Even though that thing that you have is not even good, right? Some people just hold on to things because they just don't want to be alone. And that's a personal thing, because alone time is some of the best time ever. And I did a podcast episode about that recently, about being alone. And sometimes when you're alone, you are going to find out some things about yourself that, yeah, you probably don't like, but it's okay, because this is the time for you to actually get better and make some adjustments that you need to make, okay? And that's what life also entails. Life entails adjustments that we have to make. And the longer that you prolong those adjustments, or the longer it's going to take for you to get to the other side and get to that place in life that we want to get to, that change, healed and whole persona. But you got to dig through the mud first, right? So I just wanted a quick episode, because my self-care series, if you will, is about taking your life to the next level, getting healed, whole, and just living life out loud, but living a life of being healed and whole. Because you can live your life out loud, but if it's you're broken, it doesn't mean a thing. It just means that you're just going to bleed on people. And I tell people, you can't trick healed and whole people. Because like I said, in social media, you have so many snippets and reels of people's lives. And sometimes people can be even envious of those things, right? Sometimes I've heard clients and say, I don't like social media. I'm like, you have no idea what goes on behind the scenes. And I guess my trained eye, I can tell immediately, immediately when some people are bleeding just on other people. And these are the same people that have a nerve to try to teach other people something about relationships, and they don't know how to stay in one to save their lives. You know what I'm saying? Some people get into relationships for the very wrong reasons. And, you know, most times it's because they don't want to be alone, and they feel like that person is going to fill a void. And if you're getting into a relationship because you have a need that is unmet, it's never going to work. It doesn't matter who you're with. You're always going to be it's always going to wind up toxic, because that person hasn't healed yet. And I don't care how much sexing you do, it's not going to heal a relationship. If anything, it's going to make a relationship crumble even faster, because it wasn't built on anything. And sex is never going to hold a relationship together, or otherwise we wouldn't have infidelity, right? You can be doing the best at home with your husband, your wife, or whatever, and that's not going to keep that person from staying there with you, right? So I said all that to say, learn how to let go and start getting healed and whole. I know I say that in probably every podcast episode, but it's very important, right? You cannot take two broken things and expect a whole. No, are you going to have two shattered? You're just going to have a mess, okay? Of just a whole bunch of shattered pieces all over each other. And that's it. And so that's all I have for you. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode of letting go, because I do think it's a part of self-care. Letting go is definitely a part of self-care. I think we stay at places too long, and we do ourselves a disservice, not to ourselves, but even the other person. It is what it is. Enjoy what it was. Learn your lessons from it, and learn to move on and let go. Take care.
Wasn't that so fire?
I hope you enjoyed your time on the virtual couch with our girl, Letitia. On Letitia's virtual couch.
You did that, Letitia.
Thank you. Leticia's Virtual Couch.